I was listening in yesterday when you were talking with everybody afterwards, and you'd said, you know, you don't want to be tied for the league leading score. You want that. You want to go after that. So 10 games from now, if you end up at the top and you win that Rocket Richard Trophy, what would something like that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think every goal scorer in the league and all around the world would want to win that. That's pretty much the best goal scorer of the world at the time. So, I mean, that would be dream come true. But, I mean, like I said before, it's always team first, but that would be just a nice achievement next to these team goals.
Is there anything that's changed or that you've altered about the way you shoot or the way you approach scoring chances that has maybe led to this? Something that you could talk about, we don't want you giving away secrets, but has led to kind of this very brisk uptick that we've seen?
Not really. I think I just try to skate harder. When you skate harder, you can maybe get the extra half the second, and you can get the shot off. I had a lot of chances earlier this season, but I felt like always there was somebody blocking it or somebody got a stick on it. But now I feel like I'm just there a little bit quicker, so I can get the shot off, and there's no screen or no sticks. So I think that's the thing for me.
Have you heard that stat about you, you know, rising near the top of the stat for the most points ever, or sorry, most goals ever scored by a teenager in the NHL? Have you heard that one?
Yeah, I've heard that one, but I don't really pay attention to that, but yeah.
How can you not pay attention to that?
I don't know. I guess I'm just too busy playing and playing video games and being at the rink, I think. That's pretty much it.
Patrick, playing with Paul Stasny now, obviously it's been a few weeks. What have you noticed about him that's maybe different than other guys you've played with? Or have there been differences that you've seen?
Maybe just like he said to me on the bench, that if he has a scoring chance, he's probably still going to look for us. He's not maybe the guy who always wants to shoot first. He's always looking for the passing option, and that, I mean, that's good for us. Obviously, when he has an empty net, he's going to score, and when he has a good chance, he's going to score. But I think overall, just he's going to just give us the puck and just try to – he's going to try to be open and just a lot of small passes and a lot of passing plays.
Paul Maurice has described him as an extremely smart player, reminded him of Ron Francis a little bit. Do you see those smarts on the ice in the dressing room just in talking with them and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's – for us as young guys, it's really easy to play with him. Like Paul said, he's super smart on the ice. He's always in the right spot, and he doesn't do many mistakes during the game. So it's so easy to play with him, and he's just a guy that it's easy to talk to about the game and how to be better as a line. So it's been really good playing with him, and hopefully we can continue that.
You mentioned all the video games. We know that that's something that you've always liked to play. What are the main games you're playing right now?
Pretty much new game Fortnite. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but that's pretty much my game right now.
There are a lot of guys in the room that you play with. I think Fortnite's quite the popular game amongst NHLers right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, there's a couple patrons play with Xbox, so I don't like that at all. So I'm just playing with Nikki. He's the only guy who plays with PlayStation, but I don't like those other guys.
After the game last night, Jamie Benn was asked to break down the game and what happened. And one of the lines he used was, "Line A was out there doing a Line A things." When you hear that kind of, you know, praise from you know, someone like Jamie Benn, what goes through your head?
Yeah, I mean, I just try to do my stuff on the ice, and it's nice to see that all the other guys are seeing it too. And one of the guys like Jamie Benn, it's pretty amazing to hear something like that. And yeah, his shot yesterday was pretty good too. He was doing some Benn stuff on the ice too, but it's nice to hear that.